BJ and Jamie.
Oh, look at me. Look at me on time today. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059, on the Odyssey app. It's free. Take us anywhere you go. Listen all over America. It's that easy, okay? And then you get the podcast there, just in case you missed something from the show, which, if you do, go back and listen to it. It's the Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, the Odyssey app. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm just a little tired.
What's the matter?
Taking care of the pup.
Oh, okay. Oh,
waking
yeah.
Waking up early.
Your dog
had
that surgery.
Yep. So
is
I got
a bit of pain
him,
in the butt.
Yeah, I got to keep him on a leash constantly, and then I got to exercises like 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah, that's
ice
me.
Ice it, warm it.
That's me at my house with my wife. I keep her on a leash. And then I take her for a walk twice a day.
Just to let her get out of the house? Oh, my God.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
I'm up to nonsense
What's
right
happening?
Now. I'm just up to nonsense
That's
already.
Okay. I look like an albino farmer.
Why do you look like an albino farmer? Let me look at you. Okay, hang on a second. Move your hat back a little bit so I can... Oh, my. Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, I'll just tell you. So I woke up really late because I was sleeping so good. I was just so happy about sleeping. And then I woke up and I heard the birds chirping. When the birds are chirping, that means you're really late.
Yeah.
Right? Like really late.
Yeah, chirping
and so,
birds.
So I threw on all my clothes and everything. And then I realized I didn't put any mascara on my eyeballs. And so I have blonde eyelashes. So I look like an albino farmer. That's the end of my story.
I can see it. I can really see it.
I really have blonde eyelashes.
Never,
I have to get them dyed black.
I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Yeah, blank, 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 blank. What do you need sewed as far as seeds?
That's great. Yeah. Man, so all crap came to my house yesterday. All crap.
A-W-W
crap.
.com.
It went great.
Yesterday
Cody
was Turd Tuesday. What?
Cody came over.
Oh, Cody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cody, I guess he either runs the place or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's head poop dude.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think so over there.
Jamie,
incredible.
Real.
Oh, I feel so relieved this morning.
Nice. I'm all
not,
poop.
I'm not the menace of the neighborhood anymore.
Well,
and I found out that two of my neighbors use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
weekly.
Yeah.
Have for the last 3 and 4 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
See?
I'm like, what the hell? Why didn't somebody tell me?
Well, they can open their windows. You couldn't this whole time. Wow. Well, I think you should use them on a regular basis.
I'm even writing down the equipment he used so that I can buy it and use it on my own.
Why don't you just, pay for him to do it so it gets done?
That's what my wife said.
Yeah.
She said, why don't you just hire Cody?
Some
why don't you hire the kid?
It. Some
okay.
Things are
Have
worth
the
it.
Guy come over and do his thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, I'd rather put $50 on the nuggets.
I'd rather you be able to open up your windows.
Yeah, it's probably a good move.
And you have a little kid that probably wants to play outside.
Yeah, he's not been able to use the yard for, years.
Yeah.
He's got this Raptor, the little electric.
Yeah.
He can't even ride it out.
Because he has to ride through poop.
Yeah. We have to keep it on the patio. But now things are different at my
nice.
House, man. Absolutely different. All right. It's a Wednesday. Is this supposed to rain
all
today?
Crap. Huh? Was it all crap or all poop?
All crap.
All crap. Okay.
Yeah. All crap.
I was saying poop. Well,
Is it supposed to rain today? What'd your Alexa say? I know you ask her every day.
Right. She just said cloudy skies and a possibility of some random thunderstorms. By the way, that's what we had last night.
Yeah, completely
just
random.
Random thunderstorms.
We had nothing.
Really?
Mm-mm.
And then I got a notice that it says Genesee's heavy snow.
No kidding.
Yeah, right up there. Yeah, it was crazy. Right up there, it said heavy snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. I'm staying out here then, if that's the case. It rained a little bit. We went to baseball practice yesterday, and it rained a little bit there. No thunderstorm, just a little bit of drizzle, but that was it. That's all we got.
Yep. It's spring in Colorado.
All right, what else? Anything else going on? Let's see. Spadil's going out of town.
Oh, okay. I'll get to that in a minute.
He's going to paintball.
But what happened with the Nuggets?
They won. Yeah.
Okay,
they killed them.
Jamal Murray went off.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah, he had a great game.
He went off.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
I went to bed, but he went off.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, they won 130 to 115.
Oh, wow.
I watched it all the way up until the score was 4-0.
Wow.
Which took like 2 seconds.
Then I went to bed. I figured we had it at that point.
Yeah, yeah. That's right at like 8:02.
We had it in hand at that point. Yeah. We were 4-0 on them. And I'm like, oh, we got this. I'm going to bed.
What was the score after that?
It ended up being 131-115.
Oh, yeah.
I went to bed at 4-0, Spadil. Just let you know that. I knew we had it.
Jamal went off.
All right, we'll take a break. I can tell it's going to be one of those days. I feel giddy today.
When is he leaving?
Today. At 5.
Today at 5.
My flight's at 5.
Bye.
Today at 5. See you, buddy.
See ya.
What is this one called? The World Cup again?
No, this is just at the Atlantic City Open.
Which parking lot are you playing in?
The Bader Airfield parking lot.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah. They play in parking lots.
Yeah, you had to be there.
This time it's an abandoned airfield.
Yeah. When are you going to give this up? Yeah.
When I'm like 40.
Not paintball, but the travel part. That's so expensive, man.
Yeah, probably when I'm like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're on fire.
Oh, you were on fire today, girl. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Wednesday. The week is almost over, man, already. 43 degrees right now. Going to be kind of cloudy today. Somewhere in the mid to upper 60s for a high, so not too bad. But warm up coming for the weekend. Have you heard this John Elway story?
No.
Where he's driving a golf cart out at Stagecoach. You know, Stagecoach is the week after Coachella.
Yeah.
In the same venue, right? He's driving a golf cart on Saturday. One of his best friends is on back, falls off. Hits his head. He's on life support.
Oh, I didn't know John. I knew about his ex manager, but I didn't know John was driving the golf cart.
John was driving.
Yeah,
wow.
John was driving.
I knew they were best friends, and wasn't he his
agent?
Yeah, his name is Jeff Spurbeck. Never heard of the guy, but it's his agent. But this thing happened on Saturday. It took a long time to get the news out, didn't
it? Oh, no, I knew about the agent for a while.
Did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, but I didn't. They never said John Elway was driving.
Yeah, that was just released.
Wow.
Well, they've confirmed the fact that John Elway was driving this golf cart, but they're saying there's no foul play at all, that it was just an accident. Here's the story.
John Elway and Jeff Spurbeck were longtime friends and business partners dating back to the 1990s. Most recently, the two opened a winery together in Napa Valley. And sadly, tonight, Spurbeck is on life support. And doctors told family, quotes, there's no hope that he will recover. The incident happened on Saturday evening in La Quinta, California. That's roughly about 20 minutes from Palm Springs. Elway and Spurbeck were golfing here at the Madison Club when Spurbeck fell off of the back of the moving golf cart, rolled over, and then hit his head on the concrete. This is all according to TMZ. Elway called 911 after the accident, and when paramedics arrived on scene, Spurbeck was reportedly unconscious but still breathing. TMZ says Spurbeck suffered a traumatic brain injury, with doctors telling family members the 61-year-old will not survive.
Terrible story.
Yeah, I knew they were keeping him alive to harvest his
his organs.
His
for
organs,
donation.
Yeah, sorry.
So it was on a golf course. It wasn't at Stagecoach. I heard it was at Stagecoach.
So the story that I read, that it was, they were coming home from an after party from Stagecoach, and they were on the golf course when it happened.
Either way, just a horrible story.
No,
I didn't even know this even happened.
I didn't know that John was driving till this morning. You just told me.
I look at news all the time. I never even saw this story over the weekend, but I thought, wow, what took so long for this to come out? But yeah, now TMZ has confirmed that John Elway was driving the golf cart that this guy fell off of. They don't know if he was riding the back of it, fell out of the side of it. They don't really know. But just a terrible story.
Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right, well, happy day.
Yeah, well, it's a big story.
No, I know.
I think. Is it a big story? Yeah, I think it is.
Well, now that we know that John is driving it, it gets even crazier, right?
Yeah.
More tragic.
So he was his agent?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
All right. All right, Nuggets win last night. If you want good news, Nuggets win. They blew out the Clippers. They're up 3-2 now.
If they
go back and win tomorrow night in Los Angeles, they win the series.
That poor coach.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad for him.
Do you think he's rooting for him?
No.
Michael Malone. No. Michael Malone was fired. He was the head coach of the Nuggets. He was fired right before the playoffs. Said they just weren't performing. And now they're in the playoffs, and it looks like they're a game away from taking this series.
Weren't they already going to, when he was there, they were going to go to the playoffs anyway, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were headed to the playoffs.
He got them there.
He won a world championship for them.
Yeah, and
I don't
this
understand.
Year he got them to the playoffs, right?
But what we understand is the players didn't like him.
I guess.
He was too hard on him or something. And you know, these millionaires, you got to take it easy on these guys, you know?
Well, and they're proving they don't need him.
Yeah. I guess.
That's the sad part.
I know. It's awful.
I wonder if he's sitting there last night watching this game,
he's
hoping
drunk.
That they just, drunk.
He's got whiskey, and he's just crying to his wife, and he's just drinking whiskey. And I mean, it's like a horrible Netflix documentary.
He's trying to pay off the refs, give them all the fouls.
It's so sad.
He's yelling at the screen, break a leg.
So sad.
Because I guess the Joker was one of his biggest nemesis when it came to the locker room.
We don't know that for a fact, but we did agree that, look, if the Joker said he can't go, if don't fire him, he could have stopped it. Right? It's the Joker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He could have put his foot down and said, he goes, I go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and then they would have kept him, right?
But nobody didn't do that.
So it's got to be on him.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Well, they're a game away from getting that series done, and it looks like the Avs, let's see, they play tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night here at Ball Arena.
And if they lose, they're out of it.
Yep.
Did the Blues win?
They play tonight.
Oh, okay. Because my friend and I, he's in St. Louis. And I'm here, so I'm acting like I know what's going on with the hockey thing. We text each other every morning.
All right, BJ and Jamie, your number one sports station.
No kidding.
Right here. We have all the updates for you. We know what we're doing, right? All right, Tabloid Trash is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Remind me to read some of the girl texts from last night. I'm just cracking up at how random they are because I'm just now seeing some of them. And last night on The Valley, I watched the show on The Valley called The Valley on Bravo. And the guys on that show, there's 20 of them on a group chat.
Oh.
On The Valley.
On the show?
Yeah, on the show.
What's the show about?
It's not a documentary. It's on Bravo. It's a reality show about couples.
Oh, okay.
Called The Valley. Right. They all live in The Valley. They can't afford to live in the hills, in Beverly Hills or anywhere good.
I haven't heard of this.
They have to live in The Valley.
Now, I'm not a Bravo expert by any means, but
there's a mole
the
in the group text.
A what?
A mole.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I hate a mole. I've always suspected Schmidl of being a mole.
He is.
Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we have to be careful around him. He'll rat us out in a heartbeat.
We actually say that. When he comes in, everybody's like, don't mention this in front of him. He'll
yell. Do you know that, Schmidl? Do we think you're the mole?
The mole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mole.
Yeah.
I was listening to this Jeremy Renner interview. I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything you guys said.
Well, don't
that's
worry about
better.
It.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's
don't worry about it. It's
okay.
All good. It's all good.
Anyway, remind me, there's a green bean diet going on over here. Anyway, we'll get to it in a minute. Let's see. First, though, in the meantime, let's talk about this. Oh, my God. Is Bill Belichick engaged? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, where are you getting that rumor?
Right here on this piece of paper. It says former NFL coach Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is sparking engagement rumors since being seen with a gigantic sparkly ring on that finger.
Oh. No kidding. Wow. And yesterday, the story was an intervention to try to get him away from this hooker.
And it's on page 6. She has a big old, she has a nugget on there.
Yep.
I see the picture
Might
now.
Be the case then. Who knows?
24-year-old Hudson was seen in New York City with a diamond ring glistening on her engagement finger. Hudson attended American Museum of Natural History luncheon. That must have been fun. And the photo showed her clasping her hands and like making kind of sure that people saw it, you know?
Yeah.
It was, she had her elbows on the table, which you're not supposed to, but she did. And like, look at my ring.
Yeah, showing it off, isn't she? Yeah.
Wow.
TMZ went off on her yesterday. Oh my God. I didn't know some of this stuff. So apparently she required that UNC add her to all the emails.
Hmm.
So she's on every single email that Bill gets.
What?
I'm reading that UNC North Carolina is getting very wiggy about this.
Yeah.
that they're not happy with the way it's portraying their university and the sports, you know, department there at UNC. And I could certainly see where this is a little bit of a black eye for them.
Can you imagine that Lisa demands that Mike put her on every email he sends out?
Well, she did. She's on.
She's on. Yeah.
But let's not go there, though. That's not worth, talking about.
Same thing with Bree, like any of them. I mean, that would be so nuts.
Yeah, and when you go back to this event that she was at where she was showing off that ring, the American Museum Luncheon. I'll bet you no call girl's ever been there.
I bet you're right.
I'll bet you it's the first time for this luncheon you've had a hooker there.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the other thing they're saying. Why, if they met on an airplane, because that's what she's alleging now is that they met on an airplane, then Harvey Levin was like, well, then why didn't she answer that question? Let him answer that question.
Yeah, it would be a great story.
Yeah.
So she said that? She said they met on an airplane? I didn't see that.
Yeah, and that he signed a book for her.
On an airplane,
yeah.
Huh.
So she's putting that out there, but...
That's a good story.
It doesn't make any sense, because why wouldn't she just let him answer?
No, I agree with you. I don't buy it for any amount, but it does make a good story.
The other weird part is CBS had a part two that they were going to do with Bill Belichick, which is kind of a big deal because I guess he doesn't do a lot of media interviews. CBS canceled it.
They did.
Because they said she was too much of a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And she was regulating the whole conversation. Yeah. And she threw a fit and delayed production and all this stuff. And so they said we canceled.
Yeah, they didn't get the real Bill.
You know, and the thing is, we've talked about this whole Bill Belichick and her being 50 years younger than him and blah, blah, blah for weeks, maybe months. Okay. But yesterday or day before yesterday, when this CBS thing came out, it blew up, man. It doesn't look good at all for him.
No. And then they put together a montage of the times that she's been on the field. And it's ridiculous, you guys. So, like, even security kind of tells her to stay away from Bill. But she's like, no, I have this pass for him. I got to give him this pass. And she goes around security and gives it to him. And then she, like, flips her hair. And then she's like, I want to talk to him again. And she walks up to him on the field.
She owns him.
Oh, my God. She owns him. It's so embarrassing, right?
It's wild.
It's so awful. But anyway, hopefully they are not engaged.
I'm telling you, man, when it comes down to their season, that's North Carolina's football team, if they suck, he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to put up with this. No. They're going to have a big winning season for them to continue with this guy.
That's crazy. Okay, let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Have we found out any follow-up from Travis Kelce unfollowing Blake?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Went dark yesterday.
Oh, he did?
No, I'm just saying the whole story did.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it just fell apart.
This is interesting to me, and you know, whatever. It's just really odd. I didn't know now that you can't sing the Star Spangled Banner. Excuse me. Apparently, Beyonce shucks is the headline, with a tone-deaf version of the Star Spangled Banner. Now, here's what they're saying. They're saying that if Donald Trump's presidency, with some supporting while others were offended to see a display of patriotism during Donald Trump's presidency. Says, bad choice given that Trump and Elon are doing what they're doing to the world. Everyone hates America at the moment. You shouldn't be singing this song. It says, another person says, all this during Trump's administration, so weird and tone deaf. Here's another one. No shade, but with everything going on in our country right now, this feels like the last song anyone should be singing.
So they basically took the Star Spangled Banner and they've made it political in that if you are on one side, you're not supposed to even
listen to it
or sing it or anything. So she's catching heat because her fans are anti-Trump, right? So they're all upset.
I wouldn't even think about this song being about Trump.
I wouldn't
think
either.
It would be in the United States of America.
Even people do that with flags, with the U.S. flag. If you've got that flying from your house, it's just assumed that you're a Trump supporter.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just a flag?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the going US on?
Flag.
You're kidding.
It's just ridiculous. But again, it's back to everything you do is made political.
Well, obviously.
You know? And Beyonce, she got up there and did the Star Spangled Banner. She had on that red, white, and blue dress and pulled it off, I guess.
perfectly.
People, you are getting crazy if you say that people can't sing that. You literally are getting crazy. I mean, that is... That's sad to me that you're calling this political. I wouldn't even, on the Bible, I wouldn't even put that song with him at all. I wouldn't even,
no.
I don't even think about that.
Right.
Now, if you're doing that Lee Greenwood song, okay. All right, we get it. But not the Star Spangled Banner.
I mean, that one's been with us for quite a while.
Yes, ever since that guy was out on that boat, like, dodging bullets.
Oh, my God. Whatever. But here's the other thing. Her little girl, I think she's 7 years old, she stole the show. She was so excited to be on stage. She's 7 years old. She's a twin. And she was just waving and so happy and just like, hi! Woo! Because she's never brought her out on stage. And she was flipping out. It was so adorable. And they asked why her little brother, her twin, didn't come out there. But they say that he's like... He's really shy and gets like freaked out with crowds.
I didn't know she was a twin.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Because remember they said that she hit it, they thought, and all that stuff. And that she wasn't really pregnant with twin. I don't know. That was the whole thing too. Anyway. But they said that he's like terrified to be out.
Yeah. They're saying the place was like a third empty.
Were they?
Thousands of empty seats inside the place. They're really concerned about this tour.
Yeah, they're calling it the disaster tour.
Yeah, I mean, tickets are like $20.
But Oprah was there. Oh, my gosh. Oprah looks great. She was there with Gail, of course, Tyler Perry, and a bunch of people, and they were dancing. And Oprah looked fantastic. She was having the time of her life. I think she was a little lit, to be honest. you're going to a concert with Beyonce, and there's Tyler Perry and Gail and a bunch of people. Where is Stedman? Why wouldn't you bring Stedman to this concert?
They buried him in the backyard.
Poor guy.
We haven't seen him in years.
We haven't.
No, Stedman's gone. He's dead. He's in the backyard. Oprah buried him there.
He's just
her and Gail.
Not
they
even
shovel
around.
The hole.
It's so weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's what I think.
Maybe you're right.
I watch a lot of crime shows, Jamie.
I know. But I mean,
they poisoned him with the antifreeze.
It was crazy. But she looked, Oprah looked on point. She looked absolutely fantastic. They interviewed Deion Sanders. They caught him at the airport and they said, hey, so what do you think about Shador going to Cleveland Browns? And he said, God is good. And they said, are you happy with the pick that he got? And he said, God is good. And then they said, do you feel like the NFL was against you? And he said, God is good.
And then he got it.
They got his car. Yep.
That's a good interview.
That's all he said.
I'm pulling for Shador.
Yeah.
I really am. Yeah. I you know what? He's a kid. He's just a kid. And let him make it in the NFL. I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, it was it was a great interview. That is good. And then finally, Jack Black's Minecraft movie jam, Steve's Lava Chicken, has become the shortest song. Listen to this. This is crazy. The shortest song ever to enter the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's only 34 seconds, and it debuted at number 78.
Here it is in its entirety. La, 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 lava. With you?
Yeah.
I wish every song we played on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show was 34 seconds long. I think music gets in the way, folks. I want to talk more. I want Jamie to talk more. I want the show to be live. I want every song at 30 seconds now on. See, you can get a lot done in 30 seconds. It's perfect.
It's so great. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Looky here. People agree with me.
About what? About
the music's
what?
Too long. Every song should be 30 seconds, just like Jack Black.
Yep, right.
I agree with that. I agree. We get more done crazy around here, right?
Man, if I was an artist and I heard that the chicken, Lava Chicken song made it on the Billboard Top 100 at 34 seconds, I would be like, are you kidding me?
JB, I've never said it here, but every day I go pick up Frog. He's 7 at his school, and we listen to Lava Chicken all the way.
God. Oh,
that thing is looped for 20-minute drive.
I bet it is.
First it was the shark song. Then it was this. And then now it's Lava Chicken.
You're going to miss those days. You're going to miss them.
No, you're right.
Oh, my God. My kid just told me he might stay in California for the summer. Like, what?
And you're pulled on that because it's good for him with what's being offered to him.
Right.
But at the same time, you're a little bit, you know, you're a little,
I did
you
not
know, you want him home.
I didn't give him any guilt. I was just like, that is amazing. You know, I didn't give him any guilt.
Yeah, but you want to be a little selfish about it. You...
And I said, well, that's good because I'll just move out to California for the summer. That's what I said.
Be living right down the street.
Yep.
Jamie will be live from San Francisco from now on.
Exactly. Oh, God.
All right, when we come back, I'm worried about this volcano. Can I play you the audio?
Costa Rica?
No, the one in Alaska.
Oh.
They're saying it could affect us.
I thought there was one in Costa Rica.
I don't know about that one. Now I'm really worried.
Wow.
I got to look into that. What? Hey, Spindell, Costa Rica, man, look it up.
Wow.
There's a volcano in Alaska. They're saying that sucker could blow at any moment. I mean, like right now. Well, it could blow.
And also it, I was getting ready to read that.
I don't know about the Costa Rica one.
There's a red alert in Costa Rica, highest level for the volcano at the national park in Costa Rica. This was issued on April 23rd.
I don't think the one in Costa Rica would affect us. The one in Alaska, they say would.
Really?
Yeah, that we'd get the ash.
Oh, you ash.
Yeah, kiss my ash.
I already did the ash hole thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, there's no reason to do the story now. We're done.
Our two jokes are over.
The only two jokes we had. No, seriously.
Wow.
People in Alaska got to get out of there, man.
Oh, they're evacuating?
Well, they're not evacuating, but they've told everybody that it would be safer for you if you got the hell out of here. There's like 300,000 people or something like that.
You have a news story?
I do. And I'm going to play it when we come back.
Oh, okay.
I got to take a break real quick here, but we'll play it when we come back. The volcano. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios here in Denver. Currently, it is, what does that say? 40-something degrees, right?
41.
41 degrees. Going to be 70 today. Mostly sunny. A little bit of clouds. Not too bad, though. Let's see here. What were we going to do?
We were talking about, first of all, let's just say what happened. BJ had a whole thing. And anybody that has a kid knows these days. You know that day when you get that call and they're like, I left my backpack in your car.
I'm glad you're talking because I'm so out of breath.
I know.
From running down to the parking lot to look at that backpack to see if it's there.
Is it there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Frog is all bent out of shape.
Well, yeah, because it's a panic time because they have all their books and their planners and all this stuff in it. Oh, no.
So we got to figure that out. Big emergency going on.
Yeah,
big emergency around here.
That's what's going on here. Yeah. And everybody with a kid can relate to this because it's just like,
it's so hard to keep up with everything. I mean, we have baseball. We go to this. We go to karate. Where's your uniform? Where's this?
That's what I was going to say. The biggest pet peeve for me was the uniform. Where are the socks? Because they have to have all the pieces together.
Yep.
And then, my son had this great idea for snowboarding because we could never find snowboarding stuff. He just got a huge bag and we just put all the crap in it.
The problem is, though, we go to baseball practice or we go to karate or whatever. He doesn't want to change. He wants to wear that home.
Right.
Then it gets lost. If we would just take it off, put it in the bag, it would always be there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're always looking for the damn hat.
That's the thing is, then we create a system where we had 4 bags for every different thing.
Yeah, we're trying those.
Man, they got stinky.
I know. You never wash them. I agree.
Try carrying around the hockey bag.
Yeah. Oh,
you can never wash some of those pads.
Those pads, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no cleaning those.
Football was that way, too.
Febreze.
All right, quickly here, I want to mention this volcano. It's in Alaska. Now, did we look into the one in Costa Rica? Is it a problem?
Yeah, I think it is a problem.
Spindell, is it a problem? Did you look into
it's
it?
It's smoking, but it's not like a huge problem for us, no.
Not for us.
Okay.
But here in Costa Rica.
Yeah, in Costa Rica it is.
And it cut tourism by like 60%. Nobody's going to Costa Rica right now.
You got nowhere to go. I mean, you got nowhere to hide.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So a volcano goes off, then you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck. This one is in Alaska. They're saying it affects like 300,000 people. If this thing goes off, it's a big deal. In fact, you could feel it here in Colorado.
From a bird's eye view, this Alaskan mega volcano looks peaceful.
Yeah, it's definitely steaming.
That heavy steam could mean something explosive is coming. As officials warn, it is possible the volcano could erupt in a matter of weeks or months.
It is a snow-capped mountain, but looking inside, seeing the steam coming out, there's a Green Lake in the middle of it.
This entire region is just shaking with earthquakes right now.
Mike Williams can see the steam himself from miles away.
Of course, we got to keep a constant eye on the volcano.
They say the volcano, if it blows, ash is coming to Colorado.
Wow. And because of the what, jet stream, whatever, not Gulf Stream.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Jet stream. What's a Gulf Stream? That's a jet, right?
And if this,
I think it is.
If this sucker blows with all that lava and you got chickens, then you know what that means.
La, 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, Steve is hell. Mama sleeping now. You're ready to hell. Chicken, folks. Steve is now. You're
and she blows.
Super spicy.
Why did that work?
That was my punchline.
He did that story just to play that.
Yeah.
Get all that? Volcano in there. If you got chickens.
That was
you
a
get
long walk.
Lava. That's all I got with that story.
Good night, everybody.
I thought that went out, didn't
I? Yeah, you really did.
Did I catch you off guard just a bit?
A little bit, because I was like, wow, that is about lava, isn't it? You know, because you just kind of sing the song, and you don't think about a volcano at all. Never put that together with a volcano.
No. Yeah. You had that story this morning with the lava chicken.
You know, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And if this thing blows,
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it,
and if you've got chickens.
He's on repeat.
He's
just on repeat.
That's comedy. That's comedy right there. That's funny. I don't care what anybody says.
Right?
That's funny.
Exactly. Are you okay today?
That's all I got on my list today.
Lava chicken.
Yeah,
that's
it took me a whole page to write down that joke. A whole page. Yeah.
Did you guys see what's his name is Jeremy Renner? Did you see how he said he died? Reiner.
No.
Reiner?
With that accident
Reiner.
That he
Reiner?
Had.
Reiner. Yeah, with the accident. You know when he was
the snowplow.
Yeah, he was run over by his own snowcat. Yeah, he said he died.
He died? Did he have a near-death experience?
Yeah, he did.
Dude, you guys have no idea how much I'm into near-death experiences.
I know you are.
I
love it. He read a book about it.
I read books about it. I listen to the podcast on it. I'm obsessed by it.
He said it was all electricity. He said it was just electrical. He said it was really calming. Did you get the audio?
If you play number two, he talks about how like breathing saved his life and all that stuff.
You're on fire and you're being struck by lightning. It's all at once. It's overwhelming. And to the mental acuity to have to just focus on just one thing, and that was breathing, because I wasn't breathing and there's no way my body was going to breathe because it was crushed. So that sort of that part just saved me, just keeping it zooming out, focusing on just breathing. So I wasn't going to breathe. Didn't matter that my eyeballs out of my head, that my legs were all twisted up like a pretzel. Doesn't matter. I'll worry about that later. You got to breathe first. If you don't, I'm passing out, and then my body's not going to breathe, and organ failure, and then I'm dead.
Well, that's not it. But he talks about how he died, and he said it was like this electrical moment where he said it was very peaceful and very calming. But he was like, he said he felt like he was just electricity, and like he wasn't real.
Wow. Energy.
Energy.
Yeah. That's what
the
they
word.
Call it.
Yeah. That's the word he used.
I'm a big believer, folks. This near-death experience stuff is starting to catch on with the experts, scientists. There's too many people. There's too many people that are having this experience like Jeremy, and people are just blowing it off. There's something to it.
I told you when I died. I didn't really die.
You didn't die.
No, but when I thought I was dead, so I jumped off a gigantic cliff in Lake Havasu. I mean, it was too high, and I couldn't get down. And they said, you have got to jump. You can't climb back down because you'll die.
Yeah.
So I had to take the jump. And I mean, and my legs went out. I landed really wrong. And so I was down there, and I was looking at all the fish. I mean, in my head, I was down there for an hour. And so I was down there and I was looking at all the fish and I was like, that's so peaceful. I'm just going to take a nap down here because it was just so nice. So I'm just going to sleep down here. And then I was like, oh my God, my friend will kill me if I don't come to the top and she'll be so mad at me. And so I had that much time to think about all of that. But if you watch the video, I jump and I literally pop back up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That whole time frame stuff, it just... there is no time.
It was
It's
weird.
No time. Yeah. It's a whole different thing. And I've experienced that too. I really have. I was scuba diving and I got down too deep and started sinking further down and didn't realize how deep I'd gone. I was in 140 feet of water. And then all of a sudden it was just calming.
Right.
And I'm like, it doesn't really matter if I go back to the top now. It's like I'm peaceful.
Isn't that weird,
you guys? I'm all for it, you know? And even in my head, I said, this is where it ends, right here in the ocean, in the Bahamas. I mean, I couldn't.
And you feel like it's hours. It's not.
Yeah. And then next thing I know, somebody grabs me from my BC on my back and pulls me back up, and it's the dive operator.
Right.
But I was the same way.
Dang.
It's a weird deal if you've ever experienced it.
Yeah, I'll try to find the audio, but he doesn't really make sense. I mean, I can't really follow what he's saying about his when he died or whatever. I can't follow because he's talking about how it's a lot of time, but then it's no time. Kind of what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
I bet I could follow it because I've listened to so many of the stories that I think I could. I'd like to hear that. I want to hear it.
It sounds to me, though, that death is peaceful.
That's what they say.
You know?
Yeah. That's what they say.
Give us awesome
That's
comfort.
What they say. All right, folks, there you go.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
That
one time when I felt like I was, the next thing I noticed was there was my grandpa with all those chickens and lava everywhere.
No, no, lava.
I saw my grandpa and his chickens with lava everywhere when I went to heaven.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Sorry.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. What was it?
I was singing a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. I don't know why.
Bird, bird, bird. Did you?
Over Morgan Wallen.
Did you run for your HOA at one time?
No, I was going to, but I did not.
You did not run for it?
No.
How's your HOA doing these days?
We got rid of that one.
Okay,
bitch.
You had that one lady that was a real pain in the butt.
She was going to sue me for talking about it on the radio.
Right? I know. She came after you.
She was crazy. No, we have a great one now.
I'm
really happy with them. They're so nice.
Do they walk around the neighborhood looking for problems, or you really got to be blatant for
you
them
have to
be,
yeah. Like for them to bitch you. At you, you have to be. Pretty well. I'll just tell you that right now I have a car in my driveway because you're not allowed to park on the street, and it's my neighbor's, their daughter's home right now. So I just said, just put it in the driveway so we don't even get a letter.
Right.
You know?
So you're complying.
Yeah.
No problem. Whatever. Mm-mm. I got an HOA story when we come back here from this
Yours
break.
Yours is
here.
Voluntary.
No, not for me.
Oh,
this
okay.
is different. Okay.
I got you.
This is in California, an HOA. Has told the people of that neighborhood they must leave their garage door open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did see that. Did you see how they're getting around it?
No. All right, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
All right, we'll come back to it. This is absolutely ridiculous. And they've been called out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on here. All right, we'll get to that, the HOA story, when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Listen to this, you guys. We can make some quick money.
How?
Somebody just texted us and said, I will send you guys $1,000 if you shut off the repeating Sprouts commercial on the app.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm totally down.
How do we do that?
I don't even know, but for $1,000, I'll figure it out.
We got to look into it.
I know.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
That's easy money. That's paintball money there, buddy.
I know. I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how desperate they are not to hear the Sprouts commercial over and over.
That person literally texts every single day.
They're just over it. Over it.
HOAs. All right, this story's out of California. I guess the HOA discovered somebody living in a garage, right? And it made them mad. You can't be doing that. You cannot have people in your garage living there, okay? So they came up with a rule that you must keep your garage door open from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. every day.
Right, because housing right now in California is so out of control, and people are just storing people for money, basically.
Look, it's like a room, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's a room.
The person that came up with that rule, though, is a dummy. Okay, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And not to interrupt, but I am going to. The dumbest rule ever is the Colorado law that says people that sell you ammunition have to talk to you first.
What?
Have you seen that rule?
No.
Yeah.
If they sell you ammunition.
They have to talk to you.
They have to talk to you.
They have to interact with you.
To make sure you're not.
I don't know. You can't just buy it off the shelf at Cabela's. You have to talk to somebody.
Oh, like start up a conversation.
I like talking to people, though. That might be, I like that law.
I don't know. I just like to get my ammunition and go. That is the dumbest. Right. I don't want to have to talk to anybody. Yeah,
so what are you doing today? Tell me about it.
It's like the lady at Starbucks at the drive-thru.
Oh, my God. Every time.
God, she drives me nuts.
So anyway. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Like, leave
Why do you care?
All right, anyway, back to your story.
Back to the story. Yeah. HOA, California.
The mandate from the Homeowners Association says residents must keep their garage doors open. Failure to comply can result in a $200 fine.
If we have to have this open from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, anybody can help themselves and steal your blind, and they do it in this Auburn Greens complex.
This is not safe.
Shally Ia keeps her garage door closed, fearing what might happen if it's left open all day.
This will just be an open door policy and saying, welcome, take what you want.
Open door, you're right.
Especially since it went viral and on the news last week, and so, or a couple weeks ago, I guess, when this all went down. And so people would just know, if I'm a criminal, I heard about this, I'd be just going in that neighborhood.
Wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? Leaving your house in the morning to go to work, nobody at your house, purposely. And your garage door. Doors are wide open.
Are
we keep a lot of crap in the garage.
Yeah, well, and then people were getting away with it. They were just cracking it.
Just lifting really? Up just yeah, a little yeah. bit.
Because that's open.
Yeah, like that. Well, now the backlash has been just out of control.
Yeah.
And they've been pointed out to how stupid this HOA rule is, and they've rescinded it. Until further notice, they said. They said they were going to investigate the safety hazards with this, and then they would get back to the residents of the area once they figured out if it was safe or not.
That is so dumb. I mean,
that's even a dumb statement.
Yeah, it is. Because everybody right now, as I heard it, they're all just cracking them.
Yeah.
So to avoid the fine. I mean, because that's open, quote unquote, open.
Yeah.
Because they didn't put in the bylaws open, wide open. It just said the need to be open.
You got to be specific.
Yeah, exactly.
Alice 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show, tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I have to say, I love what Dolly Parton does with little kids and reading and all that. She's releasing another children's book December 2nd. It's called Granny Has Big Boobies. Brett Favre. Brett Favre is in the news. I guess he's getting a Netflix special, whether he likes it or not. It's coming out May 20th, and that Jets girl, man. She's not happy with him. She said he ruined her life. She's the one that he sent his wiener to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think we have some audio, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. We have the trailer for it.
All right. Here's the trailer.
The life of Brett Favre, not everything is what it seems.
He starts to go through life thinking, I can do whatever I want. At what level does that stop?
I was at a game and someone said Brett Favre wanted my phone number. And I just kept saying no. I started getting text messages. And then I started getting voicemails when I was like, oh, I'm in serious trouble here.
Martha, I had to come up with a hat.
Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that he got caught up in a federal welfare misappropriation scandal.
You take money intended for the poorest. I don't know how he sleeps at night.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
I agree. I don't want my heroes. I don't want my heroes coming out like that and being painted that way.
I never really grasped. I can't wait to see this. I never grasped the whole thing that happened down in Mississippi.
Can't be either.
He was like on a board for, he was helping with poverty or something like that. And he got government, I think this is how it went. He got government grants and all this stuff to help all these people. And I think he took it.
I think they were fixing up homes and they were even feeding homeless people and different things that was going on at the time. And I guess they're claiming that he took the money for himself, but I don't want to believe that.
Yeah.
I kind of like Brett Favre.
Well, and I felt like he made enough money that he could have, you know.
Now, he's denied a lot of this.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, he said that that's not true at all, that he's being, you know, pretty much pigeonholed as a thief.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. This is kind of crazy. Anyway, so again, it comes out May 20th, so look for it on Netflix. Jeremy Renner, he's the guy that he had that snow cat, and he didn't put the brake on. and he didn't lock the tracks, and then he got out of the snowcat, and then it ran over him, and he almost died. He's on a, is he promoting a movie or something?
He has a book.
Oh, he's got a book.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyway, he's talked about every facet of this, this whole situation. He recovered miraculously. Remember when we thought like he was never going to be the same?
Yeah. Thought he was going to die.
Yeah, yeah. And he couldn't walk or anything, and he just pushed through the pain. Well, he was on the Joe Rogan show, and he talked about getting off Oxycontin. Here it is, number one.
One of the harder things, worse than the accident as well, is getting off Oxycontin. And I got off pretty quickly, and that's gnarly stuff, man. I'm glad it was there for, you know, the pain for me, but, like, I wanted to get off it as soon as possible, so because it's highly, highly addictive. And coming off that stuff was gnarly.
It's so hard, and you have a really strong will, and some people don't.
I know.
And they put all people on that stuff.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It is really, ironically, I was supposed to be doing a movie about the Sapra family.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But it was supposed to happen, like, literally that April or just that spring. Obviously, that got canceled because I had to take Oxycontin to kind of get by. But then I had to get off that stuff real quick, you know.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the timing of all that.
Yeah.
He's hooked on it, and he's supposed to do a story about the people that actually created stuff.
Right, that is bizarre.
That went in cahoots with all the doctors to prescribe the Oxy.
I can't believe they still prescribe it. That is the craziest thing to me. That's the first thing he gave my sister after a car accident.
It works. It's just you can't get off of it.
Well, and then the other thing is I have another friend that he has, chronic pain or whatever. And he's like, there's nothing out there. You know, he's like, I just stay on aspirin because I don't want to go on Oxy. But they have created that new painkiller that's not addictive. But the thing is, nobody can find it. It's not available yet.
Oh.
You know, everybody's talking about it like, oh, my God, this is a miracle drug because it's not addictive. But nobody can get a hold of it. It's like those Oxy people are like, yeah, let's just push that over the side.
Exactly.
What good is it if you can't find it?
Yeah, exactly.
Need it now.
Bill Belichick, we talked about this earlier. You guys, this is crazy. We learned that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, she has to be on all the emails from UNC. That was part of the deal. She has to because she manages Bill, apparently. And so she needs to be on any kind of conversations that they have. Even if it's about plays, she has to be on it. And I was like, can't she, like, sell some of this to a different college or something?
Oh, for sure. She could if she wanted to.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, the whole thing's just bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I also saw this report. She filed a trademark for Belichick's version of his phrases, like all the stuff that he used to say when he was in the Patriots, like the Patriots way. They filed a new copyright for the Belichick way and stuff like that, and they're trying to, like, build this whole brand. She's utilizing all this stuff.
Man, she's in his ear, isn't
she?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow.
I don't blame her for that, though.
That part sounds smart.
Yeah, that sounds pretty smart to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a brand. He is a brand. Yeah. It's just her sticking her nose into his job. That's where the problem is. It's like, you know, look, you don't have to be a part of this. North Carolina did not hire you.
But you know what's happened is that she's putting her name as a trademark owner.
Oh, yeah.
And he has no
Everything's
idea.
Everything's in her name. Because, I mean, the same with the social media. He has no idea what she's posting on social media at all.
Yeah, remember when he's like, I'm what? They're like, you have her on your feet, and then she's doing a pose, and he's like,
I don't even remember taking that picture.
It's like, he goes, yeah, I'm on those things. I don't follow them.
I think you have to lay down the law. The next interview he does, you're not allowed to ask him about the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way he never knows what's up there.
Some of the trademarks that Schmidl is talking about is do your job. Ignore the noise. I don't know if you can trademark do your job.
That would I don't either.
It's just a general saying.
Yeah, right? Anyway, we'll see what happens. But she was sporting a big old diamond ring, you guys. And now we're thinking that she pressured him into saying, like, let's get married. They're making fun of me, Billy boy. And so he's like, okay. And they put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So they also said that CBS had a part two planned to interview him. And CBS. Now, this is a big deal if you think about it. CBS is the one that canceled. And so we don't want to do a part two because she's interfering too much. She delayed the production, and we won't be told by a girlfriend what to do.
Yeah. And Bill Belichick, I don't think he realizes it, but we're all starting to see it, that as much as she wants to build this brand, she's actually destroying her brand. Because he had his own brand way before she came along. He won too many Super Bowls not to, okay? He is the coach. He got hired at North Carolina, and she's not helping the brand at all.
At all.
No.
In fact, she's making him look senile.
She had dementia.
Yeah.
So yeah. That he doesn't know what he's doing.
What?
And you don't want that going into a, you know, a coaching position.
Exactly.
First year in a contract.
And like I told you earlier, she was on the field, and I mean, they're at practice, and she just keeps running over to him. He can't even coach.
Yeah. And he's really up against the wall because North Carolina is not a football school. So he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, they're not known for that.
No.
He wants to be the next Deion, I guess.
I guess. We'll see.
Speaking of Deion, they caught him in the airport, and they said, Deion, what do you think about the whole rumor that the NFL was against you? And he said, God is great. And then they said, Deion, what do you think about Shadur going to Cleveland? And he said, God is great. And then they said, are you upset about this? And he said, God is great. And then they shut his door.
One of the best interviews I've ever heard. That was solid.
I was like, you can't say anything else.
I would hate to be one of those reporters that have to walk up to random celebrities and just ask them questions and then just get denied.
Really uncomfortable questions too, right? So we'll see what happens with Shadur. I know that BJ's rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him. Yeah. I hope he does well. I think that he can too.
Yeah. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's going to be sitting on the bench.
Well, you got to figure the first year, he probably will be. You got Joe Flacco up there, and he's going to be a starting quarterback more than likely. But, yeah, he'll be on the bench. But that doesn't mean he can't come off and create something down the road.
Oh, I
mean, look
Joe
at Tom
Flacco.
Brady.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco.
I love that Joe Flacco.
He used to be here.
Yep.
Yep.
Sounds like a fart name.
Flacco? It does. Hey, was that you, Flacco?
Oh, God, I totally Flacco'd. I don't know why. Listen. Fans are calling Hailey Bieber super creepy. They said that she copied the Selena Gomez acceptance speech word for word. Now, this is not the first time she's done this. She seems to do this and not even know that Selena Gomez is in her head. Because somebody had put together side-by-sides of Selena Gomez on her cooking show. And then Hailey cooking. And Hailey says the same things that Selena says. It's so bizarre. I think she doesn't know she's saying
it. It's like subconscious that she's taking it in. She's watching Selena's videos and then just doing it.
Because didn't your wife say you do that?
All the time. Like, so she'll be having a conversation with a friend and I'm not even paying attention. I'm like watching hockey and then all, like, I swear this great idea pops into my head and I say it out loud like, we just said that.
That's what she said. Bree says that he doesn't even pay attention.
I do it all the time.
But then he repeats exactly what Bree said.
Like it's my thing.
Yeah. I got a video that's they're comparing.
Oh, okay.
They
all
compare
right. Thank
it.
Thank you. Here we go.
At home, this is my amazing kitchen, which is set.
Yeah. Can you turn down?
We actually are in my real kitchen, in my real house. This is not a set. This is where I really live. This recipe is one of my favorite childhood dishes, and Nana and I thought it would be fun to share it with you.
Ruth.
This is my Nana Ruth. This is my mom Kenya. And Nana, what are we making today?
Bonjikesu.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Okie
dokie.
That's my real home.
Isn't
everything
that creepy?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. They compared them, and it's like, this is my Nana's favorite meal. And then Hailey, on her cooking show, she's like, here's my Nana. What are we making, Nana?
Yeah, that's odd.
It's so weird. It's so weird. And then Hailey was at some award show or whatever. She has the beauty brand something, something. And she said exactly what Selena Gomez said when she won for best beauty brand. It's weird. She has, you know what they call it? Carsonism.
Yeah. Carsonism.
The Carsonism. I don't know what it is, but they have it.
You definitely don't want it.
No, you don't. And then finally, Beyonce, the tour, they're calling it, would they tell you that they called it? Like the crap tour or something? I don't know. But anyway, Oprah was there. She looked fantastic. But I agree with BJ. They kind of did a panoramic thing. And man, the seats were really
about
obvious.
A third of the venue is completely empty. Man, empty seats everywhere. And if you can't, and now here's the thing with Beyonce. If you can't sell it out in L.A., you can't sell it out anywhere, okay? If you go into Houston or even Denver, wherever, you can't sell it out. L.A. should be the mega. That's why you start the tour there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't work out.
No. So, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you hear that? Oh, they're coming to the course right now. They're on the track. Let's run, baby, run!
When is this?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Do you have any plans?
No.
Because in the past, you've gone to
different Kentucky
Derby parties,
yeah,
right?
No, I haven't planned anything.
Nothing.
Nobody's asked me
Nobody
to go
said
anywhere.
A word.
Nobody's planned anything.
Oh,
man. I think we kind of forgot about it, to
no
be honest.
No kidding?
I feel like everybody's... Well, all right. So here's the thing. I want to just share with you what I've been going through.
Okay.
So I have a group, as you all know, of 8 really, really great human beings, girlfriends. And I mean, and everybody has their own kind of life, right? Like some of them have 3 kids. Some of us have 1 kid. Some of them are grown. Some of them are little. So it's just all over the place, right?
Yeah.
I want to take you through my day of text from yesterday, okay? Because there's 8 girls on this text feed. Now, keep in mind, everybody checks their phones at different times, right? So one thought is right now. And then somebody catches up later with that thought that they just read.
And then they'll reply.
Yes.
Then,
yep. Yeah. So let me, here's.
So yes. They're scattered throughout the day or
Correct.
Even a 2-day period. Right.
Right? So but I'm just going to take you through 2 hours of last night.
Okay.
Here's how it goes. Todd has his wellness check today. Now, who would you think Todd is?
Like a husband.
Whoa. Did you see? Todd had his walnuts checked?
No, his wellness check.
Oh, I thought you said walnuts.
Todd had his wellness check today. Todd is her dog.
Oh,
okay.
I thought it was like a husband or something.
Right. No. Todd is her dog. Todd had his wellness check today, and he's gained 6 pounds in 6 months, and they said he has to go on a diet. He's 45 pounds today. She just got him.
Yeah.
He's a little like Dotson or something. He's huge. He's fat. And she says, I don't know how he got so big. And then the next person says, let's see here. How's it go after this? Hey, are you guys watching Jokic? He looks like he's been tanning. He's so dark.
What?
Yeah, I swear. And it says,
did you notice that, Spadil? You watched the game, didn't you?
I did watch the game. I didn't think
he
was tanning.
No.
It didn't dawn on
he's
me
pretty
one time.
White.
He is,
And then Sarah writes, yeah, I think the tan has helped him. Go Nuggets. Wow.
That's making him play
And
better.
Then somebody else says, do you think that's a spray tan? And then somebody says, no, it would probably run if it was a spray tan. I think it's actual tan. He probably laid out. And then somebody goes back to the beginning where remember the dog situation?
Yeah.
Right. And they say, oh, I had the same problem. Sullivan gained 20 pounds. You need to put that dog on the green bean diet.
Oh,
green beans are great for dogs.
Yeah.
I give Lucy
them.
Green beans.
And they love them.
Yeah.
He lost 20 pounds very quickly. Oh, my gosh. Jokic is tan.
Wow.
And then here's the last one, very last one. Hey, you guys, I have some good news. None of this is me. None of these are me, okay? it says tags an article that champagne and white wine are good for sudden cardiac arrest. It lowers your chances of a sudden cardiac arrest.
Oh.
Is wine and champagne.
Huh.
The way I read texts, I would walk away from that feed.
Oh.
And the first thing I would think to myself is, man, Jokic needs to eat some green beans. He's overweight. And your dog? That dog has a tan, man.
Yeah. And then,
I'd have it all confused.
And then I followed up and I say, hey, you guys, I'm so excited. I was just invited to a Hell Angels party. And I sent the invitation that I was in. And they're like, are you going to go? And then I was like, yeah, I need some assless chaps. And then Taya writes, is there anything such thing as chaps with asses? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's true.
That's a great question, yeah.
That was my 2 hours last night. That was the 2-hour feed.
Well spent.
Right?
Yeah.
I am actually invited to a Hell's Angels party.
You know, that feed's almost like watching Bravo.
It is.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a lot like watching one of those Bravo shows.
So what is this green bean diet? You just only give them green beans?
Yeah. You mix it into dry food.
Well, you take some of their dry food out. So let's say you gave your dog like a cup of dry food a day. You would take a quarter of cup out and then just put that green bean back in to replace it. It fixes the calories.
It has fewer calories and has way more fiber in it, so they feel fuller.
Yeah.
Without getting
Seems
more food.
Mean.
I like a fat dog.
Well, I do too. And and I think it's weird that I now know the weights of 3 different dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, does everybody know the weight of their dog?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down, like to the pound, because every time you go to the vet, they almost shame you.
Wow.
If your dog's a pound overweight, they'll let you know about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew my
Lucy's 73 pounds.
I've had like 10 dogs in my life.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how much any of them weigh.
Zane's 79.2.
So you never took one to the vet?
No. Well, no, we always
That's
took.
What
no,
me.
I think it's just back when I had dogs, they never cared how much they weighed.
Oh.
Now
when you walk in, that's the first thing you do is weigh a dog.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
So
every time.
Get on the scale.
By the way, tons of texts. Everybody says that Jokic was definitely tanner last night.
Well, I didn't see the game, so can't blame it on me. I don't know anything
I'm
about
just saying
it.
That somebody said that he just got back from a vacation with his family.
They're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
How can you be on vacation?
He could have gotten 10 out in L.A. He's out there.
I don't know.
He could have gone poolside out there. Yeah. They were out there for a couple of days.
Right. I don't know, but it worked, whatever it was. Okay.
Keep
it
up. We won. Who cares? You should feed back on the, or you should text back on that feed and bring up the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, okay.
See if any kind of party's going on.
All right,
you know?
Let me ask.
Anybody sniffing the horse poop this weekend? See if they know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll
see
try
if
that.
You can get something cooking on the horses.
Yeah,
that feed, I tell you, you know, and I don't want to be a negative Nancy.
Don't
but
be a negative Nancy.
Those feeds, when I get on a multiple feed like that, they're irritating after a while, aren't they?
I think they're funny.
Now, that one is funny.
Yeah.
But mine are with family stuff, you know.
Yeah, like if it gets dramatic, that's not fun.
They're trying to figure out a place to meet and
bury
do this
somebody.
I
don't want to hear anybody's drama.
No, I don't want the drama on there. But like if it's funny, then I can handle that. Yeah, but I don't like the serious ones.
Well, and like I was telling you, on the Valley last night, they had 20 guys on one feed.
Ugh.
That would, I mean, we can't even handle Pete on ours.
No. I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah. As soon as I see Pete on a feed, boom.
But I still feel bad for you guys. You never respond to him.
And he's always sending memes.
I know.
Like videos.
And I feel like it's on me to always respond because it's so sad.
Well, I feel like that he's used to getting no response.
Oh, you think?
So he's good with it.
I think he does it just for himself.
I think we've trained him well. That's the way I look at it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We mentioned this story earlier this morning. John Elway and his agent out playing golf in Southern California, and a big accident, man. The guy falls off of the golf cart. Not John Elway, he's driving the cart, but the other guy falls off, and now he's in critical condition. Well, he's pretty much on life support.
Well, he's not going to make it. There, he told him he's not going to make it. They were notifying all the family and everything and letting them say their goodbyes because they are taking his organs.
Now, you knew earlier this morning this had occurred. You just didn't know that John Elway had been driving the cart.
I did not.
Now, they've confirmed John Elway, and they're on a golf course, or I don't know if they're playing golf, coming back from a party. Carson said he read that they went to that stagecoach and went to an after party, and that's what they were doing when the guy fell off. Here's the story.
John Elway and Jeff Spurbeck were longtime friends and business partners dating back to the 1990s. Most recently, the two opened a winery together in Napa Valley. And sadly, tonight, Spurbeck is on life support. And doctors told family, quotes, there's no hope that he will recover. The incident happened on Saturday evening in La Quinta, California. That's roughly about 20 minutes from Palm Springs. Elway and Spurbeck were golfing here at the Madison Club when Spurbeck fell off of the back of the moving golf cart, rolled over, and then hit his head on the concrete. This is all according to TMZ. Elway called 911 after the accident, and when paramedics arrived on scene, Spurbeck was reportedly unconscious but still breathing. TMZ says Spurbeck suffered a traumatic brain injury, with doctors telling family members the 61-year-old will not survive.
What a terrible story.
Yeah, that's awful.
Just out, you know, and you fall off of a golf cart and you just lay on the wrong way, and it's over. That's it.
It happens a lot in Florida. They did like a whole, I don't know, 48 hours, 60 minutes or whatever, because you know how they use them in the communities?
Yeah.
And these older people think they're hitting the brake, but then they hit the gas and maybe had a couple of glasses of wine. So, that's happened, but this is crazy.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I hadn't even heard the story. And I walked in this morning and Carson was telling me about it. And I'm like, I haven't seen that anywhere. And it really didn't break as a story. Now, you saw it, Jamie, but it didn't break as a big story until we found out that John Elway was actually driving the car. Now, he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
John Elway didn't do anything wrong, according to the report. But, you know, once they found out he was there, then all of a sudden it became a bigger story.
And they weren't golfing, right? They were.
She said they were golfing. Oh.
She said they were golfing, but then I read a TMZ story, the article that updated that John Elway was actually driving, that they were coming back from an after party from Coachella. They just happened to be driving on the golf course.
Different wrinkle if they're coming back from a party.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not either. But it changes the story.
Yeah.
Not for me. Everything's fine.
But we don't know which one is true. Because she's saying, do you think in this report they're saying they were playing golf to cover up the fact they were coming from a party?
I'm not saying
Could
anything.
Could that be it?
Nope.
Even close to remote?
Nope.
I would think so. Not with a guy in this condition. We'll be right back. Jamie's silent. I'm lost. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, with what you're about to talk about, the internet, okay? The internet is absolutely ridiculous. And it's just so tempting to do things that they tell you to do on there. This thing with your champagne, which you'll explain, Jamie.
Yeah.
But I've got one that I want to explain after that, okay? That I'm looking into, and I have no idea if this is good for me or not.
Well, at least you're looking into it. Here's our problem.
Okay.
So I was talking earlier about the Woo Girls in our feed, right? Well, somebody put in the feed this new research. It just came out. It's this article all about how champagne and white wine, instead of the old story about red wine, right? Now it says champagne and white wine in this study of 500,000 people actually prevents sudden cardiac arrest.
Heart attack.
Yeah, it prevents it. So just a sudden heart attack, you know?
Champagne prevents heart attacks.
Yes. And now, okay, that's the headline. I read it.
So everybody's...
All the Woo Girls, we're all planning to go for champagne now.
We're going to live forever.
Right. Woo! So everybody's very excited about this. Yeah. We've all changed our plans from the vodka tonics and from red wines. Everybody, literally my feed is all about like, when can we go? Do you guys want to go tomorrow night? And we're like, yeah, let's try it. And let's be healthy. But I went and actually read the article. And I'm not going to tell them I read the article because I'm going to go ahead and go with tomorrow night. We're going to have champagne.
Well, if you tell them what you read in the article, all of a sudden the feed becomes more serious.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just leave it the way it is. Yeah. Let's go get some champagne and live forever. Right?
That's what we're doing tomorrow night. It's like we're working out.
Yeah. I get it.
Champagne's the new fountain of youth, baby.
You dig too deep.
Yeah.
You find out things you don't want to find out. Okay.
Just stick with the headlines, folks.
Champagne stops heart attacks.
Yeah.
Let's drink up.
Right. So here's what the researchers found with these 500,000 people. It said higher consumption of champagne and white wine. Here's where it gets bad. Increased fruit intake. But white wine is from grapes.
Wait a minute. So when you drink the champagne, you've got to eat some cantaloupe at the same time?
Yeah. Increased fruit intake.
Huh.
Number two.
Okay. Well.
Maintaining a positive mood. Number three.
Yeah, that's called stress-free.
Yeah.
That's what that's called.
Exactly.
Stress.
Weight management.
So don't be obese.
Right.
Don't be fat.
Go to the gym.
Yeah. No, that's number four. Blood pressure control.
Okay.
And those people with higher education, meaning money. And so here's what I'm reading. This is a white, like white wine and just people that are like, well off, I think.
So this is take care of yourself, eat plenty of fruits, work out, eat your fruits and vegetables. You got a higher education because you know to be smarter about not being fat.
This
basically, you got to live a healthy lifestyle but have a little bit of champagne on the side.
Exactly. To me, this reads like Oprah. Like Oprah, she has the best doctors in the planet. They maintain her blood. She's really positive because she has so much money, because who isn't positive with that much money, right? And you know she's always drinking champagne, darling, right?
Yeah.
So this is a crock of crap.
You don't want to give that information to the Woo Girls.
No, because that's
just not.
It goes way deeper than just champagne and white wine.
Yeah.
It goes. It's a rich people thing.
I'll tell you though, on my feed, I get sucked in all the time, and I feel like I'm a little bit smart, a little bit of an IQ, you know.
But according to this, you're dumb as hell because you had a sudden cardiac arrest.
And I don't drink champagne. Maybe that's the problem. I got to get back to the champagne or something.
And
you need
to go to Arapahoe Community College.
I'm caught up right now, and I brought this up to you a few weeks ago, JB. Ivermectin.
I know. Okay.
I am so sucked into this; it's unbelievable. I'm thinking about ordering some.
Why?
Don't talk like you know everything about it. I don't want to hear
it. It's a veterinarian medicine.
I've read my own. I'm just seeing where this thing is absolutely a miracle drug.
No, I almost did too.
Yep. I think that's wild.
Well, listen, I also ordered NDA, in whatever, and then everybody was texting me saying that it, you know,
NAD Plus stuff?
Yeah, that it's really bad for. I think that I'm taking so many supplements now, I'm killing my liver.
Well, because it's overloaded. You
supplements,
got so much going on.
Everything that you see out there, but I get sucked into these things.
Too.
You start reading these stories about it, and from everything I'm seeing, it looks like that it's legit, or states that are getting it over the counter now. And I'm thinking, well, there might be something to this. I know everybody said no during the pandemic, but all that's changed.
I thought about it too. But then I read into the, well, so the NAD, going back to that, because I have really read on that one. But
what is the NAD?
It's, I
need to catch up. I need to catch on to that
one. Okay, so the NAD, what I read about it is it's really only good for older folks. It's not good if you're young, because if you have any kind of like little tumor or anything like that, it will explode in your body.
And see, I've read the same thing. I thought about like doing the shots because they sell them in shot form. And I read the same thing. So if you have any like cancer cells or anything, it'll make them grow 10 times.
Right.
We
don't do that one.
But on the opposite, if you're older, it's really good and it fights the cancer cells. And I was like, well, what age exactly is older?
What's
like,
the cutoff?
Like, again. Give me an age.
Again, the damn internet, man.
Well, because Hailey Bieber has been taking this NAD and I was like, I want to text her like, no, you're too young, according to the article I just read.
I hear that the NAD, if you're Selena, or if you're Haley, that it makes you repeat Selena Gomez.
Yeah. All right, so what have you read about the ivermectin or whatever it's called?
It's a miracle drug. Miracle drug.
But it's
the thing. It absolutely is great for your body.
But I can't help but think, as I read about that one too, that blue dye cannot be good for your body.
I have no idea, Jamie.
It's bright blue.
I'm just caught up with the internet.
No, I am too.
I don't know.
I mean,
but you got states that are offering this thing over the counter now, and they have clear data from tons of physicians that say it was a big mistake not to use this stuff during the pandemic, because it was a miracle cure for the COVID.
For the COVID.
So it's all kinds of different stories out there. And then there are bad stories, which obviously Spadil reads.
Yeah, Spadil, what was your bad story?
It's a veterinarian medicine. It doesn't do any of the things that...
It's made for people, too.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's made
it
for a cattle dewormer. It's made for cows and horses.
No,
it's not made for people.
There is a people version of it.
Whatever you're reading is just, it's a lie. That's all I have to say.
Whoa. Yeah.
Now, what makes you think that your information is better than mine?
Because mine comes from scientists. Like, I can actually find other people saying this and not just people on Twitter and in social media.
No, but doctors
Where
are actually,
you seeing it?
Where? What? Show me a doctor that is a credible doctor that has said this stuff.
I will find
Show
it.
Me a doctor that said what you're saying.
I want
all
to see
of
guys
them.
Fight.
All of
no,
them
they
have said that.
They're not.
All of them.
Spadil.
All of them.
I'm reading them. They're doctors.
On what, Twitter?
No.
Where are you reading it? The Daily Mail?
Okay, this
is I'm
really,
just saying.
This really isn't worth it, you guys.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Really,
it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's really.
I'm not poo-pooing yours. I'm just saying that the internet has sucked me in.
No, I meant that you two are. It's not. It's not.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I get it. Yeah. I get it, Jamie.
You know.
But the internet, man, it might be something else later today, for all I know, that I see, and all of a sudden you're like, huh, I wonder if that's true.
No, I'm telling you, I'm killing myself with supplements because it's on the internet, and like NAD and then NMM, because I know you don't like him, but I love Joe Rogan, and so every time I watch him, he's making me buy something.
Yeah.
he's very good at persuasion.
Yeah, He's into that stuff big time, isn't he?
Yeah. Like the other day, he didn't have abs, and then all of a sudden he starved himself for a day, and then he had abs. I was like, okay,
maybe I need to do that.
He takes ivermectin.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen
he
that
does.
One. Oh, my God.
He does take
it.
According to him, I have no idea.
I don't know.
All I know is he takes Alpha Brain, and I love Alpha Brain.
What's Alpha Brain?
Alpha Brain. So it's like it creates, like, you take it first thing in the morning, and all the mental fog, anything you have, it clears all that up.
Alpha Brain?
Yeah, and it makes all, basically all the cells in your brain just fire, like, on capacity.
Okay, I have a new one.
You should take some of that after an abs game.
I just read this study.
I should.
I just ordered this, and I just got it, that melatonin 500 milligrams of melatonin. You take 250 in the morning and 250 before you go to bed. And it says it protects all your cells. So now I've been taking melatonin.
Ah, you go. You go. Your cells are... Look, we have no idea.
We don't know. We don't know.
Nobody on this show knows from top to bottom what any of this information.
We're all going
to
die of liver failure because we're taking too many supplements.
It's all information from the damn internet. Exactly. Okay? Shmadil's not right. I'm not right. Jamie's not right. Carson. It's not right, okay? That's just the way it is.
Oh, my God.
You just got to face the music. You're on your own.
Now I'm looking up Alpha Brain.
Don't take it. Why don't you start sharing your Alpha Brain with us? Why is this the first time we're hearing about it, Carson?
It's expensive, man.
You stinge. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, and you're behind the eight ball on this.
I know I am.
You are. I gave you a membership.
Wait, before we talk about that, can I just say a couple of things?
Yeah, go
I
want to.
I want to fix a couple of things.
What do you
first of all? Well, when I told everybody about that melatonin article, don't take melatonin in the morning.
No,
I'm just going to take it before I take a nap during the day, and then take it at night before I go to bed. Gotcha. Don't take it in the morning; you'll be all. But the guy did say 500 milligrams, however you can a day. That's what he just said. But find the article and read it first. We don't give any kind of medical advice.
No. So absolutely.
Although I will tell you my newest thing. The parasite cleanse. Have you guys heard about that?
No, but it's terrifying. Yeah.
Okay, so they said if you are around dogs, you most likely have worms. It said if you work in a daycare or your kid goes to a daycare at all, you mostly like have worms. And supposedly in this article, we're the only country that doesn't do a parasite cleanse.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got worms.
Yep, you do. Yep.
I haven't seen any.
Like, well, apparently, like there's five different kinds and some you can't even see.
Huh. Yeah.
And we're supposedly the only country that
does. How do you do a parasite clean?
I have no idea.
Well, I got to look into that.
Yeah.
I figure that I don't have any because I drink vodka.
That sterilizes you?
Here's the deal. If you take medicine or supplements or whatever, or experiment, or you don't, because of this show, you're a big dummy, okay?
Don't listen. Do not do
anything that we would bring up,
at all.
We're just yakking.
We're just talking about how the internet draws us in. It's this new craze that's been going on. And the internet now is full of medical advice, and we have been suckered in like idiots. So just like we're telling you, don't listen to us, we shouldn't listen to the internet.
Well, part of the problem is these algorithms.
I know.
Because if you do look into one, you get bombarded with so many. Yeah. And then, you know, people are very clever. These marketing places are very clever with the way they position things online to make you go, that would work for me.
I mean,
I get sucked into this stuff.
And then I was telling BJ, then we moved on to Costco. And now he's telling me I'm a loser.
Well, no, I'm not telling you you're a loser. You're missing out on one of the greatest pleasures in life is what's happening. Okay? I know that you've got a lot of good things going on in your life.
Yeah.
But there's a real pleasure that you're missing out on.
Apparently.
And it's the Kirkland brand. And that thing is huge. And I got for Christmas, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
It'll be 2 years this coming.
I wonder if I can use it if I never activated it.
I don't know.
I think you can.
I don't know.
Because it comes on a gift card.
Yeah,
I bet. I don't know. You might have 12 months.
They seem like nice people over there.
They're nice people, but they change the membership stuff, you know. And when they change it, there's a chance that your card doesn't work. Now, it might. I don't know.
But I didn't activate it, and apparently I'm missing out on the greatest brand of all time, which is the Kirkland brand.
I bought her a complete membership for her. All she had to do was show up. That's it.
All
get
I had
your
to
picture
do.
Taken, get that little ID card they give you, and you're there. The Kirkland brand is fabulous.
In my head, Costco just seems like bulk. Like, I don't need, like, you guys bought 2 gallons of coconut oil or whatever.
5 gallons.
Even worse. I don't need that.
That was a bad buy. You can go to Costco. No, listen to me.
They got caught up in the moment.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
That was a bad buy.
That was a bad buy.
Okay.
Right. I'll admit that, okay? And we've made other bad buys, too. We bought a pallet. A pallet. salad of onions once.
What?
Okay.
Why?
They were on sale.
Okay.
Yeah, and they looked good really
deal. I could pass
yeah,
on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I thought I'd make some onion soup, all kinds of onion crap, you know.
Yeah.
My wife really doesn't even like onions, but we bought them, and they ruined. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't suggest that if you have a family of three.
Okay.
Okay. I don't buy a pallet right. of anything. Okay. But there are certain things you can go over there and buy, like that are foods that you can put into the pantry that will last forever.
Okay.
So if you get two, let's say peanut butter. Frog loves peanut butter. Yeah. Okay. So we get two of these jars of peanut butter and they'll last us for 8 months.
No, if I got two jars of peanut butter, they better last for 20 years. That's how little peanut butter I eat.
Well, I'm just picking out a product. You'd have to go with the exact products that I pick out,
okay.
Jamie.
Although,
but I'm just saying.
My latest thing is I'm going to make smoothies. Maybe I'll go buy some peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, or your fruit for your smoothies.
Fruit. You guys, it's my latest rage. I got the ninja thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't done anything yet, but I've been thinking about it.
I'm telling you right now, I think you would love it. You could put vitamins in your smoothies,
See?
Right? Get your vitamins
oh
that
my
way.
God.
Little Debbie loves her smoothies, so we make her one every single day and put her vitamins in there with greens, so that way she gets her greens.
Well, I bought that Elle McPherson greens. She has that. I bought the green packet of crap.
See, you can put that in your smoothie,
she
though.
She has Welco, the company Welco.
You're never going to make a smoothie.
Yeah, I know.
I know it. You know. Now, Carson's over here spewing all kinds of recipes
it's,
for
no,
you.
No, but it's good I for, know. Like, little ones because you can sneak their greens in there. They have no idea.
I would think you would know her better
I mean,
at this point.
I'm sitting in front of a 2-liter bottle of Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. She's not going to be making a smoothie, and she's not putting some type of vitamins in there.
I might now just because you challenged me.
I'll bet you $100 there's no smoothie. That machine will never get used.
You don't know me.
I mean, my wife has one. She just bought it
like
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's never been used. Sitting on the counter.
She has
never
used
been
the
used.
Greatest invention that you gave her was the
air fryer.
It's never that would
used.
Change your life.
That's in the box.
It's so good. Yeah.
And you know what? Michelle's like, can I please have that air fryer you've been talking about for 3 years?
Yeah. It's a great air fryer, too. Yeah. You're missing out.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
You're missing out.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. This is... You guys, this is getting out of control. Like, everything's getting out of control with the ivermectin, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Ivermectin.
Yeah. Schmidl's fighting with everybody on TextNATO about it.
Yeah, because they can't read, bro. They keep sending articles that say it's a miracle drug, and then they don't read the whole thing that says it's just a parasite remover. They're literally trying to disprove me
and then
sending me articles that prove me right. It's crazy.
No, you
it's
said
so
it,
crazy.
You said humans can't take it.
No, I said it's a veterinarian medicine. I said that. That's
you,
what
you
I said.
You said it was for animals.
It is.
You said
it's
there's
discovered
no,
for
you
animals.
Said there's no
it
human
literally
form.
Says, look, you guys are about to read this stupid Yukon thing today that Pete brought you. Okay? If you actually go down and you read it, it says ivermectin was first identified in the 1970s as a veterinarian medicine. Whoa, crazy. And then with further discovery, they found out that it removes some parasites from humans. It's a veterinarian medicine that has some use in humans
okay,
sometimes.
Okay, so you changed that.
But you guys are trying to make it out like it's a cancer miracle drug.
I didn't say anything.
He is.
I never said a word about
you
cancer.
You are 100% turning it that way.
I didn't say a word about cancer.
That was how you were trying
no,
to turn
I didn't.
It. Yeah, you said it's a miracle drug that does all these other things.
He never
and
said
that was
never
what you were
that.
Trying to say.
I never said that at all.
That's how it came across.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It just said that there's a human form and there are states that have it over the counter for humans and that it seems to be a good drug that if you've got some ailments, it may take care of it. That's all I said.
Okay.
That's all I said.
He honestly didn't say cancer.
No, I never said
brought it
cancer.
Up.
That was how I interpreted it.
Well, nobody said it that though.
Okay.
I wasn't even
you're
thinking,
way out of,
I wasn't even
out of your bounds on that one.
Well, that's how it sounds.
Oh, wow. Well, I was thinking about his heart, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't
me
even
too.
Know,
I wouldn't even think of cancer. I didn't
all
even
right.
think of that.
Yeah.
Didn't even
but
think
I want to fix one thing that I said because I was talking about that stupid study I read about melatonin.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I get like Science Today magazine and all these crazy, crazy magazines about health. And so I read them and then I'm like, oh, I better buy that. Well, the melatonin I told you guys in grams, I meant micrograms.
$500.
Yeah, so
micrograms instead of grams.
Yeah, yeah, I said, oh yeah, it said you should take 500 grams of melatonin.
You know,
that's micrograms in two doses. But
it's a good thing you're not a physician.
Oh my God,
you sent somebody home with the wrong prescription,
dude.
Wrong amount.
I'm like, oh, that article said that. It didn't say that. It didn't. Oh my God. Anyway, all right. So everybody, listen. Again, I'm going to tell y'all, do your own research, but remember, it's the internet, okay? Yeah. And the internet is nuts.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Now, I do tend to follow, like, research stuff, like, when I read, like, but then I was reading this champagne diet, right? The champagne and white wine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, you
know. Diet?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean for heart attacks?
For heart attacks. Yeah. It's supposed to be really great for you, right? Better. Let me read you where it's from. It's from Houdan University.
Houdan?
Houdan University. Have you?
Yeah, they're quite legit.
They're accredited?
Houdan. They're located in the Sudan. Houdan in the Sudan.
Houdan University in England.
I don't. Again, I said this a few minutes ago. I said it the last break. Do not do anything that we say here on the air. We are a bunch of idiots, and we have no idea what we're talking about, and we're just having fun, okay?
Right. So
don't take any medical advice from this show. I would take no advice from this show, not even medical.
Well, I think vitamin C is okay.
No financial. Don't take any financial advice. Don't take anything from our show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Remember when we did that?
Because we're a bunch of dummies.
Remember
we admit it.
Our financial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I tanked you guys.
Although Spadil feels like he's a doctor.
Oh,
yeah, well, Fauci's his man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got all his information. Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Well, didn't he create a fan? Yeah, what's it called?
Fauci's Friends, I think.
Fauci's Friends.
On Facebook.
Yeah. So that's his man.
Keep arguing with him on Texanato. He loves it. 303-22 Alice. Pour it on.
Yeah, well, he'll fight you back. That's just know that you'll be called names.
It's so funny.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Well, everybody's so like, everybody's just so right in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever you believe in, that's what you believe in. We used to be able to have conversations in this country, and now it's just like, I'm right and you're wrong.
Well, and when you realize at some point that just about everything you talk about when it comes to news related, you really have no idea.
Exactly.
You're just spewing what you've read.
You
can't, if you dug down deep, you don't know what the real truth is on any of this.
We're just all paper telephone.
Yep. That's all we are.
Yeah. So I would recommend seeing your doctor. Although I did watch my husband, who was an orthopedic surgeon, open up a book the night before surgery one night. I was like,
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Like,
how do you have all that knowledge in your brain for years and years and years? You've got to go back and look up on stuff.
I know, but I will never forget it because I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I need to read up on this surgery. I haven't done it in a while. And I'm like,
Everybody's got to brush up.
Yeah, I guess at least he was better.
I mean,
in his education.
I forget what we have for dinner two
but
nights
that's
ago.
That's true.
I can't even imagine like a complex surgery.
Dude, all those Latin words and everything, I couldn't even remember any of it. I mean, that's insane. All right, anyway, let's hear. We have audio. We have some great audio. There was a fight on an airplane. I think you have it. And this woman, supposedly it was just a really innocent mistake, but it went really, really bad, especially when she said the words, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Did she kick him in the...
No, but she said she was going to kick him in the... You'll hear it.
Oh.
You can hear her say, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
I thought I read that she did.
No, they threw her to the ground.
Okay.
They threw her to the ground. She was trying to get into the cockpit, and her version is she just wanted to ask the pilots why they were delayed. So she went to open the door, and they threw her down to the ground. They weren't in the air or anything. They were just sitting there on the tarmac, and her thought in her head was, and she's an older woman, like, I'm going to go and just ask them, why are we delayed? And then they threw her to the ground. And then some guy with no shoes on stood up and started telling her she's an idiot. And she just screwed up the whole situation. Now we're even going to be delayed longer. And why he doesn't have shoes and socks on, I don't know.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
We've had audio all morning of a woman saying she's going to kick somebody in the...
Yes.
And we haven't played it yet?
It's an amazing piece of audio.
What a mistake.
All right, here it is.
Get out. Hey,
Caio! Não faz isso! Não faz isso!
Let me ask you a question.
Did you hear the part where she said I'm going to kick you in the nuts?
Yeah, clear as day. When it's in another language, do we have to bleep it?
No.
Not really. Because isn't this like Portuguese or something?
Yeah, but she did say the F word in Portuguese.
She did?
Yeah, that's why. And you can kind of make out that word.
I think you can get by with that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's a little.
Let's not try it.
Yeah, you can kind of, you know, it's like, like in French, you say, well, yeah. Anyway, okay. In French, you say it, and it sounds like that. Yeah, especially the twa part.
I don't think the FCC cares what language it's in. Right. Yeah,
yeah, so, I got to look into this. Can we play Portuguese F words?
I want to know. Play the kicking in the nuts. I enjoyed that because I felt like I really heard nuts come through.
Well, somewhere in there. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was an amazing piece of audio. What else do I want to tell you? The Bill Belichick, I don't know if anybody wants to hear it anymore, to be honest. I feel like I said it every single story. But we're thinking that Bill Belichick got engaged to Jordan Hudson. She's wearing a gigantic diamond on that finger, right? And we're thinking that maybe...
She basically said, Bill, we're engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that Bill is at a point right now that he needs to have a serious conversation with her. And they need to figure this out because he's coming off looking really bad now.
Especially if TMZ goes after you and calls you kind of like... TMZ said yesterday that she demanded to be on all UNC emails. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What is
you're about to start the football season over at North Carolina. And, I mean, we're rolling into the summer. They'll be into their practices soon. You got to put a stop to this.
I'm watching Schmidl fight with everybody on Texnado.
Yeah.
Schmidl, I just want to remind you something. I just read that study from the Fudan or whatever university. It said you have to stay in a positive mood.
Well, it's hard to stay in a positive mood when I have Powerball Pete pointing and laughing at me, showing me some stupid article that he didn't even read the headline. He just read the headline and then just like, look, I'm right. Hey, and he's pointing and laughing at me.
Hey, count to 10.
Remember what my therapist said?
Yeah. 3, 4,
I had to take court ordered
7
anger management classes. 10. And
it didn't help.
Why are you so upset though?
Oh God,
I don't get it.
Because Pete, it was literally pointing at me and laughing at me.
You were upset before Pete.
Well, I think Pete put him over the edge.
It did. Yeah.
Now remember, in that article, it says part of the thing with good health is you have to keep a positive attitude.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this. Pete is not worth you dying over.
Yeah, because he talks like this. I mean, how can you take a guy that talks like this seriously? Exactly.
That's part of what made it so much worse.
All right. By the way, have you guys, you guys are married and stuff, but I dated this guy that literally, not you, Schmidl, as far as what just happened there, but about everything, he was so negative about life, and you just thought, man, you laugh at least and have fun.
I try to.
Yeah. You have fun. But you know those people that are just negative about everything?
Yeah, and they're anxious about every single aspect of life.
How do they live? Like, how can you live without laughing?
I think they die early. I don't think they live, Jamie.
Okay, well, maybe that's right.
Probably.
All right, anyway, there you go.
You ever notice when you run into old people, the ones that are the oldest are fairly happy people?
Yeah.
They're not miserable people. The miserable people die off.
Oh,
yeah. That's why I'm a goner any day now.
Don't say that. You laugh. Come on. I mean, you do. You laugh.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I do. No, I do.
Oh my God. Okay. You're not miserable.
Yeah. Say more.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie.
What?
What are you listening to?
You didn't tell me we were going on the air.
Well, what are you listening to? I'm so excited.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Hi. The A380 is coming to town. This is a big deal, you guys. It's a huge deal. The A380 is the largest commercial aircraft. It's called the A380.
Why is it coming here?
Exactly. I didn't know we had the runway to, but I guess one time we had an emergency diversion with Air France. They landed their A380 here. Uh-huh. Not a lot of airports can handle the A380. It's the one I took to Dubai. It's that big, huge. There's one that has the bar upstairs and the showers and all
I've
that stuff.
I've never seen one.
And A3. Well, this is Lufthansa, and we're flying direct to Munich. Denver is going direct to Munich on
today.
Yep.
So it's going to land today.
Yep.
Pick it up, people.
Yep.
To fly straight to Germany.
Yep.
The A380.
Yep.
World's largest.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Isn't that cool?
What time? I want to go see it.
It's in the air right now.
I think it'd be worth seeing.
This airplane is spectacular.
And you rode in it to Dubai.
I did.
Not this one, but this model.
Yeah, it's two stories.
No kidding.
Yeah, it is.
Was it elegant?
Oh, well.
Luxury?
I flew first class. So.
Well, I'm just saying. So was it?
It was. But even their business class, I didn't go downstairs to see economy, but even their business class was amazing.
On
Emirates, they have a full bar upstairs, like a rounded bar.
You've mentioned bar three times.
Well, it's kind of cool to be on an airplane and
tell
you go
me
and sit on a
you
bar.
Were there a lot.
You sit on. Well, you
just can, tells me that you hung out at the bar.
You can have whatever you want. Like they bring you. I mean, food. If you've ever watched the documentary, it's on I think Netflix, and it's called the A380 Emirates A380. The amount of food they have to put on these things, because it carries like 509 people.
Wow.
In the air for hours.
And people are taking showers.
Yeah.
Bellying up to the bar.
I think DIA is actually going to live stream the landing, because they have a post that says, tomorrow's the day the world's largest passenger aircraft makes its mile-high debut with Denver's first scheduled landing. Tune in at 1:45 p.m. to watch the landing.
And
today.
That was yesterday today. They sent that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is
so
today.
So that's today at 1:45. Yeah. You can actually watch the stream of it.
It's in the air right now.
Then it turns around and goes to Munich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an Airbus, and so I mean,
that's pretty cool.
I know, right?
Well,
big boy airport.
Well, I meant that what's really cool about it is now you can go straight to Munich. You can go straight to Rome. I saw that.
Yeah.
I think that starts tomorrow, May 1st. Is that tomorrow? Yeah. And then the Cayman Islands now, you can go there.
Also, Southwest has direct to Hawaii, I think.
That's cool.
Right? So that's really affordable. Yeah. And then hopefully they get a Dubai. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
I love Dubai.
Yeah, I know you do.
It's my favorite place.
I don't think I could go there, though.
Why?
I don't think I could afford it.
Yes, you can.
It's pretty expensive
out
here. Everything's in gold. I look at the internet.
Listen,
everything's in gold.
It's called
people are rich.
It's called a credit card.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And if you go in the summer, it's like 110 degrees. Everything's really cheap.
No kidding. I might have to book us. Take the 7-year-old there.
Yeah.
Over the summer. Yeah, I can handle 110. I went to Vegas in June.
Right? It's
fine. I can do that. No problem. By the way, just a little bit earlier, we said don't take any advice from our show. I want to change it a bit. I want to change that a bit. I got some advice for you. Go get yourself a Colorado lotto ticket tonight.
Oh, nice.
That thing is $12 million. It's a state lotto. I've never seen it over six, ever. It's $12 million tonight.
Yeah.
$12 million.
Yeah, and somebody inside the state of Colorado more than likely will win this thing.
So what do we get after taxes? Buzzkill, Jamie.
Probably. If you take the cash out, I'm guessing $4
million. Doesn't that seem wrong?
It is wrong. It is, but I'm willing to play.
No, I know.
I'm willing to go along with it.
You tell everybody you made $12 million, right? Yep. You're freaking out. Yep. And then they're like, here's your check for four. Yep. And you're like, what the hell happened?
But if you took the increments, you could get $500,000 a year for 20 years.
I'd be fine with that.
You know what I saw on the internet?
That might be the route to go.
I saw on the internet that you used that cash pocket or whatever.
It's Jack Pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I read on the internet they don't pay out.
Yeah, I saw you read that. I don't care.
It's legit.
I don't care.
Just saying, weren't there two cases that they haven't paid out yet?
I know of one. One was down in Houston. I don't know the second one.
Did you see that Caesar's Palace also hasn't paid out two different sports bets?
Yeah, they say that guy's fake.
He's fake.
The guy walking through the casino.
No,
yelling.
Not that one. This is These are different ones. It was $800,000. Payments that they haven't
really
given out, because they said he did it from a state that doesn't allow it.
Yeah, I think Jack Pocket's legit.
I do.
And I think they pay. I think they have a little controversy going on with that one down in Houston. But other than that, I think they've been paying out.
Because, you know what? I mean, if it's legit, I would do it because it seems so easy.
It's really easy.
You don't like to hook anything up to your bank account,
on your phone.
And that's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
So you don't want to do that.
Well, good luck.
All right. Colorado Lotto. Tonight's drawing $12.3 million. Get your tickets. BJ. Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm hungry. What do they call it? Hangry.
You're You're hangry.
I'm hangry. That's what causes me to act like that sometimes. Somebody wrote they're going to win the lottery. I'm not going to win it. They're going to win it.
Yeah.
And when they do, they're going to send me a fruit on the stick arrangement.
Oh.
I wrote back, I'll tell you where to put that stick.
And I was like, BJ, hey, that's in writing now.
Pal.
I know where you can put that stick. That's what you wrote back on Textnado.
Right in your...
Like, what are you doing?
It's a bad PR move on my part. I'm so sorry.
And it's in
so
writing.
Sorry.
You can never be the governor.
I know. All right. We got to get out of here. First of all, the Avs play tonight. Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Forget about it then. All right.
Never mind that. We're going out to the airport right now to see the A380.
Oh, that's right. The A380
is
coming to town.
140 or something.
Yeah, I knew something big was happening. I just couldn't figure it out.
It wasn't the Avs, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't the Avs, no. I guess. That's big tomorrow night.
What's the Rockies? Are they playing?
They never play. They just show up. They haven't played all season. Are you kidding?
You can't say what they do is playing anything.
They don't play. It's a tough crowd in here today.
Neil's a big Rockies fan.
They play the Braves tonight. Well, they show up to see the Braves.
They dress up. Wow. It's like Halloween down there.
Yeah, they're still 4-25. It's actually a historically bad start.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. At least we're winning something.
I said that to Jamie this morning. I said, this might be the worst start I've ever seen.
It's the second worst start in MLB history. It's the worst start in National League history.
Wow. Yeah. You guys, that's great.
We own something.
Yeah. That is awesome.
I hope we keep losing.
I mean,
let's build that record that nobody can beat it.
Right. I mean, didn't the Cleveland Browns have that reputation for a while? Yeah. Like, we're like them.
Yeah. Them and the New Orleans Aints. Remember they called them the Aints for a while? Yeah. They put the bags over their heads. Yeah. Remember that? All right, we got to go. This is nonsense. Okay, all of this is.
Exactly.
You guys have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.